netyarrows.com. The unofficial NetYarrows archive site, article tile colon. Paul Holman, Director of Technology, C. Paul Holman, Director of Technology, C. Author, M. Gosha Date. 2019-07-07-1822+1000 tags. Community, members comments. Open Paul Holman, Director of Technology, C. Paul Holman was the Manager of Developer Support, and Director of Technology for C. Sony Computer Entertainment Europe. He was the head of the PAL region NetYarrows program, which not only included the UK and Europe, but also other PAL territories like Australia, New Zealand, and parts of Africa and Middle East. From the Gamma Sutra article 15 years later, How Sony's NetYarrows Kickstarted Indie Console Development by John Szczepaniak, quote, NetYarrows was reportedly the idea of PlayStation creator Ken Kutaragi, and while the project may have been Japanese, it came with a distinctly British influence. Paul Holman, current Vice President of R&D at Sony Computer Entertainment Europe, was head of the UK Yarrows division. Although the idea would have been approved by Ken, says Holman, I worked directly with my counterparts in Japan to discuss the practical details. The goal we shared was to allow interested consumers to create their own games on PlayStation using something similar to the professional developer environment. I'd grown up in the days of the BBC Micro, so it was for me very much providing this sort of experience to this generation. Paul was also involved in the development of official PlayStation magazine, Optum, cover CD-ROMs. His name appears in the credits of Eurodemo 2. Quote, on this disk, a file called future.txt is located in the root folder, which contains the credits for the demo disk itself. Future demo disk, issue 2 producer, John Roberts programmers, Vince DC Paul Holman artist, Pete Johnson sound, Harry Foamwood 1997, NetYarrows C launch presentation. Type AOI, PSX Power, PSX, Paul Holman, NetYarrows transcript. Hi, my name is Paul Holman, and I'm the Manager of Developer Support, and also Technology here in London for Sony. Well, NetYarrows, I think it's important to know that there are actually two distinct halves to it. Firstly, Sony is providing a tool whereby people at home can create their own 3D worlds, their own 3D games, and anything they want to do, total freedom. The second important aspect is that Sony provides an infrastructure whereby people that can actually share both their technology, the work they produced, and their ideas with other people around Europe, and around the world, who also got these Yarrows systems. In order to use Yarrows, the most important thing is that you have to have some degree of programmability already, ideally in the C programming language, which is the language used both for NetYarrows, but also for the standard development systems that people create such classics as Wipeout 2097 with. In terms of the equipment you will need to actually start programming with NetYarrows, firstly get a hold of a PC, it can be a basic second-hand 486. All you're going to be doing on it is actually programming, and cross-compiling using the tools and libraries that Sony provides. All the actual hard work is being done by the NetYarrows PlayStation, which is provided with the starter kit. In terms of the software that you'll need to actually start programming with NetYarrows, Sony provides all the tools and libraries and compilers that you need to get started. In addition, to make the most of the system, we recommend that you obtain a decent 3D modeling package, and perhaps a simple paintbrush package as well. In terms of pricing, Sony is marketing the NetYarrows starter kit at £549. In addition to be able to do your own programming at home, create your own games and demos, you can also be able to play all the standard PlayStation titles. One important key difference is that, in addition to all the titles that are produced in Europe, you'll also be able to play titles from America and Japan. In terms of ordering, you can either contact us through our website, or by our special phone line, which is 07000YARROWS, or you can do it by direct mail. As soon as we receive your letter, we'll actually send you a complete, sort of application pack, which you can fill in, provide with your check details or your credit cards, and send it back to us. As soon as we heard about NetYarrows being launched in Japan, we realized how malleable it would be for UK-based programmers. In the UK, we have a wonderful background in creating excellent titles, and for the last 3 or 4 years, people starting out simply have been unable to afford the development systems that they need to create examples on this sort of platform. Now they can. NetYarrows provides them with the ability to actually start programming at home, build up the skills they need, and from then, they can. This will serve as a launch pad to get into the games industry. Paul Holman also appears in many PAL region magazines including UK and Australia's Optimum, Official PlayStation Magazine, and Hyper Magazine, Australian. 1999, Netyaro's Welcome Letter. A Netyaro's Welcome Letter signed by Paul Holman. See the Netyaro's Welcome Letter. 2009, announcement of the Netyaro's C server closure. Paul announced that the UQPL region server, http://netyaros.com, would be shutting down permanently. Will Freeman posted the news at Develop Monday, 29th June 2009 at 10:58 a.m. Quote: end of an era for Sony's homebrew community. After 12 years, Sony's Netyaro's program has come to an end. Started in March 1997, the PlayStation project was designed with the goal of making modern console development accessible to non-professionals. For many, it offered a unique opportunity to learn about developing for the most popular console at the time. Indeed, many of the original members used their experiences with the service as a stepping stone to entering the industry. Subscribers received special dev kits, and access to an online message board, and community site. But after a dozen years' service, the aging Netyaro's Europe server is at the end of its life, and we are planning to turn it off in July, the company tells us. We plan to make a copy of the site available for our original members, explained CR&DS Paul Holman. He also said that a drinks party to celebrate the program's achievements for its original members will be held at either Develop in Brighton or C's London office. More can be read about Netyaro's, linking to http://netyaros.com, at its official websites. One comment. Good times. Learning C posted by mdarshajal02, 2009 at 2:51 a.m. end of an era. Oh well. This site isn't required by the PS1 so it can still be used. I still got mine, with everything. If anyone is interested. Let me know. Mike, at mdasha.org. Personal side note: I, mdasha, wrote that comment in 2009, it sounded like I wanted to sell it, but I don't ever recall wanting to sell mine. It's one of those things I always pack when moving. It was also mirrored on MCV UK. 2013, the Sun Ultra 5 that ran the Netyaro's web server. From a Twitter conversation, James Fairman asks, is that a Sun Ultra 5? Takes me back to my sysadmin days, sigh. Paul Holman replies, yes, it's our museum of PlayStation dev kits, come see it. The Ultra 5 ran the web server for our Netyaro's site image source. Paul Holman at pdiholman13 of 2013-2019, From Bedrooms to Billions, The PlayStation Revolution. Paul appears often in the documentary called From Bedrooms to Billions, The PlayStation Revolution. There is also a nice Netyaro's extra feature. The clip below was part of an early teaser video from the Kickstarter update page. YouTube video. Paul Holman clip from the PlayStation Revolution documentary. Educational institution listing the Netyaro's welcome letter. Comments are open. Your name, or alias, required colon, your plain text comment, required colon, your entered name, and comment will be displayed above this form. There is no reply notifications, or editing of comments. Spam, swearing or off-topic comments will be removed.